We all enjoy the changing of the seasons. Fall is a special time to be thankful for our families and many blessings. It is also a great time, though, to review your insurance coverages. Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. The more you protect, the more you save. With helpful customer service teams right here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide the insurance plan that provides the protection that you need. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577 or drop by his office at 202 McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, with Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save. It is time for another edition of the Stingray Show, and coming up this evening, we are going to be doing a preview of Ole Miss and Oklahoma, the huge game that will be played tomorrow morning in Norman, Oklahoma. The series history between Oklahoma and Ole Miss. Ole Miss and Oklahoma have only played twice before. Once in 1999, the other one in 2004, and Ole Miss won both of those football games. Ole Miss is coming off of its first loss of the season. We are going to be joined by David Johnson, Ole Miss insider, after this open, and then later on, a beat writer from Oklahoma. That's all ahead on this edition of the Stingray Show.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out. You're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate
that. No, I mean, it's, look, no.
Hey, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside the Friday evening edition of the Stingray Show. And Ole Miss is coming off of its first loss of the season. This evening, we are going to be diving into the matchup of Ole Miss and Oklahoma. And Ole Miss, oddly enough, played with Georgia into the fourth quarter. However, in the fourth quarter last week, Georgia outscored Ole Miss 17-0 to get the win there at home in Athens. To talk about this Ole Miss football team and to talk about the rumors of Lane Kiffin to Florida, here is Ole Miss insider David Johnson. David, how are things with you in Oxford, Mississippi?
Oh, it's great. It's great living here in God's country. And, you know, we've got a showdown Saturday in Norman, Oklahoma. And, you know, this game is not to be taken lightly, period. Oklahoma has the nation's top-ranked defense. Yeah. Everybody knows Ole Miss has a very potentially productive offense. And, you know, I got to tell you, Stephen, when we were talking off mic, I fear there's going to be a quagmire at the end of the year of a whole bunch of 10-2 or better SEC teams. And I don't want to be in that quagmire with the College Football Playoff Committee looking at resumes and deciding maybe the 4-10-2 SEC teams that go to the playoffs and the two that do not. You know, right now there are 10 SEC teams with two losses or less. And obviously the schedule has to play out, but I could see there being 5 or 6 SEC teams with 10-2 records or better at the end of this year. Ole Miss and Oklahoma both must win this game tomorrow, or, you know, they risk being put in that quagmire and somebody's opinion leaving them out of the college football playoffs.
All right, so let's go on ahead and talk about the elephant in the room. Another head coaching job comes open, and Lane Kiffin's name is mentioned to it. We saw what happened before Hugh Freeze was hired with the Auburn situation. Now Florida has come open, and everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin to Florida. What are your thoughts on Lane Kiffin potentially going to Florida? Do you think it happens or no?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you this. I've heard loosely thrown around numbers about the deal Ole Miss is ready to present Lane Kiffin. And it is big. It is somewhere around $13 million for the duration of a 10-year contract. And there's a fallacy out there. I've seen that posted on some Florida message boards that the state of Mississippi only allows 4-year contracts. Therefore, that's a disadvantage. That is true for the state of Mississippi, but the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation can become involved and add more money and more years to that contract, as they did with Lane's last deal, which was a 6-year deal. So you're talking about, you know, and again, these have not been confirmed, just loosely thrown around numbers, a little more than $13 million a year for 10 years, a $130 million plus contract to stay in Oxford. If that comes to fruition, Florida better be ready to break out the checkbook. Now, yeah, we all know coaching is somewhat of an egotistical profession, if you will. And we all know Lane's ties to the state of Florida. I mean, his dad is a legend there in Tampa Bay. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I think a school like Ole Miss, when you have the success it has had in this modern era, you certainly expect other schools to come after you. And I fully think Keith Carter, the Ole Miss AD, is prepared for that. What I hope is this isn't a rerun of 2022 where the Auburn rumors came about. I think it was definitely a distraction for this football team. They were 7-0. They lost four of their last 5 games, including Texas Tech in a bowl game. And, you know, you don't want to see that happen. And I think you'll see a good taste of what the immediate future holds Saturday in Norman against the Oklahoma Sooners. Look, great offense versus a great defense. And, you know, I think that's going to be the story of the game, really and truly.
So we have come to the first commercial break of the evening. And when the Stingray Show returns, going to continue to talk about the Ole Miss and Oklahoma game with David Johnson. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will return right after this.
Your old pal Spooky here, welcoming you out to Spook Trail Haunted Maze. Spook Trail 269. Spook Trail!
Spook Trail Haunted Maze is one of Alabama's longest haunts, founded in 1989 and has been running strong since then. Over a quarter mile long outdoor maze in the woods through an old junkyard, through twists and turns into the darkness. If you are looking for an extreme adventure into some of the darkest areas of your mind, then this is the place for you. Due to the nature of their paths, you will be entering at your own risk. Look look up Spook Trail Haunted Maze on Facebook to see what days they're going to be open. Just minutes from Birmingham and Jasper in Quinton, Alabama. And remember,
Spook Trail!
We all enjoy the changing of the seasons. Fall is a special time to be thankful for our families and many blessings. It is also a great time, though, to review your insurance coverages. Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. The more you protect, the more you save. With helpful customer service teams right here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide the insurance plan that provides the protection that you need. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577 or drop by his office at 202 McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, with Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. South on Highway 69 from Mid-Larry Road to McFarland, it's an 8-minute drive. West on McFarland from Jack Warner Parkway to Coker, a 13-minute drive. Traffic is flowing pretty well on northbound Highway 69. And from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard, it's an 8-minute drive. And watch for construction on Skyland Boulevard from I-359 to Buttermilk Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Did you miss any episode on Tide 100.9? Don't worry. All of our shows can be found on Spotify and Apple Music and on demand on the Tide 100.9 app.
And I want to welcome you back inside the Friday evening edition of the Stingray Show. David Johnson is my guest this evening, covering the Ole Miss Rebels. And let's continue the interview with David talking about what he thought was wrong and ended up costing Ole Miss the game last week at Georgia. David, you have covered Ole Miss this entire season. What do you feel like happened to Ole Miss in the fourth quarter there in Athens when they were shut out 17-0 versus Georgia?
Yeah, I said last week on the Red and Blue Crew podcast that, this was going to be a game of physicality. Yeah. And Georgia outlasted the punches. They started dominating on the O-line and the D-line. That's where success in any football game begins, in the trenches. And you're right, I think Ole Miss hung with them for three quarters, and then Georgia pulled away. I think that could be part of the story on Saturday. Which team is more physical? Which team can last the longest? Who has the better depth? Things such as that. I think that's what got them in the end. Georgia was able to be physical longer than the Rebels were.
Yes. So going into the matchup with Oklahoma, what is the vibe there around campus with going to Norman for the first time and knowing that Oklahoma is now their common opponent?
Yeah, I would say that it's cautious optimism as far as Saturday goes. I think this team is very talented, very worthy of being in the college football playoffs. But I don't know with two losses if you get it done. 11-1, there's no question. They're in the college football playoffs. 10-2, and you're left to, somebody else's opinion as to whether you should be in there. And if you look at Ole Miss's resume right now, really the most impressive victory is probably the 45-10 rout of Tulane, not the LSU win. It's always good to beat LSU, but, as far as these playoff committees go, probably Tulane. So they need this win tomorrow against a nationally ranked Oklahoma Sooner team at the Palace, on the Plains. Not an easy place to play And you mentioned Ole Miss is 2-0 all time against Oklahoma. We've never played them there. Wow. And, you know, and that's a proud program, a very proud, very tough, very disciplined program. And it's not going to be an easy out tomorrow. John Mateer, the Oklahoma quarterback, is getting healthier. I think Oklahoma is really going to try to exploit Ole Miss on the edges, meaning the cornerbacks. I think they're going to throw the football quite a bit to the outside where they think they can win one-on-one matchups. You know, but it's going to be crazy. It's going to be raining. As a matter of fact, it's already raining in Norman. It's going to rain all day Friday, all night Friday night, and all day Saturday. So, you know, that's got to factor in, too. Now, we're talking college football. They do a great job of keeping the balls dry on the field. But if you're playing in a quagmire, which I think it's going to be, midway through the second quarter, the field's going to be chewed up. Who's got the advantage there? I think Ole Miss does with Trinidad Chambliss. And I'll explain why. I'm going to go back. I'll show you how old I am here. I'm going to go back a quarter century. 25 years ago, when I was in my 20s, I was covering Delta State University, a Division II program over in Cleveland, Mississippi. And Delta State, over the offseason, had gotten in a great passing quarterback to transfer from Ole Miss named Jeff Smith. And Jeff Smith, coupled with Josh Bright, a kid out of South Panola High School, who had a scholarship at Arkansas, but they fired Danny Ford, and he ended up going to Delta State. Josh was a 6'5", 220-pound runner. Jeff was the prolific passer. Throughout the regular season, those guys played just about equal snaps. When the playoffs arrived, just by chance, it was muddy and rainy and sleeting and snowing every single weekend. I remember one game we were at Catawba, North Carolina. It was 25 degrees and sleet on the ground, and the ground was wet. But Delta State ran the midline option. So Josh Bright, who won the Connerly Trophy that year, took over as the Statesman's starting quarterback, and he ran them to a national championship in terrible field conditions. And, you know, so tomorrow, when you're talking about John Mateer, who is an adequate runner, and Trinidad Chambliss, Trinidad Chambliss is the better runner. He's the juker. He can plant his feet and go at it. I think that advantage is to Ole Miss, you know, because Oklahoma, they don't have a Marcus Dupree they can put out there right now. So, you know, that's going to be a factor as well. I think this is an intriguing matchup. I think Vegas has it wrong. They're favoring Oklahoma by 4 or 4.5 points. I think Ole Miss is going to pull this one out. I think it's going to be a relatively tight affair. Won't be decided till midway late in the fourth quarter. But I have a feeling Ole Miss is going to win this game.
So, David, when you look at the Oklahoma football team, what has impressed you the most about Oklahoma this season?
Yeah, I mean, defense, obviously. You know, these guys know how to play. Brent Venables is a defensive guy. He's cut out of the cloth of great defenses. They're number one in the nation in total defense this year. They play hard. They hit hard. That's the thing that stands out about Oklahoma, not their offense. Of course, it's not really fair to judge their offense because John Mateer has been hurt most of the year. Should be what I'm hearing, 90-95% recovered tomorrow for this game. If not, you'll see Michael Hawkins Jr. a good bit, their backup quarterback. But, you know, the story of this game is Lane Kiffin's offense and Brent Venables' defense. And something's got to give. Now, that's not to say Oklahoma's offense is not going to be on the field and Pete Golding's defense is not going to play a factor in this game. But, I believe that's what we're looking at here. I'm seeing somewhere around a 30-24 Ole Miss win, 30-17, something like that, depending how the plays late in the game break. But I am relatively confident Ole Miss can go in here and defeat Oklahoma.
All right, so let's break it down just a little bit more. talk about the Ole Miss offense and that really good Oklahoma defense. Where do you feel like Ole Miss can take advantage of Oklahoma?
Yeah, number one is Trinidad Chambliss's ability to run the football, to make something out of broken plays. Number two is their passing attack. You know, Ole Miss has as good, if not better, receivers than they had on the roster last year. You know, Deshaun Stribling, Caden Lee, Trey Wallace, those guys are getting it done. You also have to factor in they've got a great tight end in Daquan Wright who can stretch the field as well and create mismatches. So, you know, that's the number one thing I think is Trinidad, his ability to run and his ability to hit open receivers. Number two is they've got to get Kewon Lacy back on track. They kind of abandoned the running game last week against Georgia late in the game. I think they need to give the ball to Lacy early and often and establish a running game. You know, and number three is, and you say this every week in the SEC, but don't let the environment or the stage be too big for you.
Right.
And you play on big stages every weekend, but this is the first time they've ever set foot in Norman, which is a historic place by all accounts. And, they've got a great fan base out there in Oklahoma, and it's not going to be friendly confines for the Ole Miss Rebels. As far as the Oklahoma defense goes, I mean, they've got to contain Chambliss. That's what they have to do. And they have to limit Ole Miss's big playability. Make Ole Miss drive the ball down the field 12, 13, 14, 15 play drives and hope for a mistake. That's what they've got to do. And I think Oklahoma has the talent to match up with Ole Miss in the secondary out on the edges. I think Oklahoma has good corners and maybe some of the best Ole Miss has played this year. That's what I see as the key to the game. That and the Oklahoma offensive line being able to mitigate the pressure that Pete Golding is going to throw at them with the front end of his defense.
You just mentioned earlier that you feel like it is going to be a very close win for Ole Miss out there. If Ole Miss is going to go to Norman and knock them off for the first time ever in Norman, who are some X factors that you have on both sides of the football besides Chambliss on offense? Who else needs to step up on offense and especially on Pete Golden's defense?
Well, I'll start off here by telling you the entire offensive line for Ole Miss. They have got to mitigate Oklahoma's defensive front and whatever their plan is to contain Chambliss at quarterback. That starts with Bryson Sanders at center and goes out from edge to edge. On defense, it's, I think, the Ole Miss defensive line. Oklahoma has struggled with their offensive line dating back to last season. And I think they have to put pressure. And the one guy I'm looking at is Will Eccles. Will Eccles from Houston, Mississippi, is a superstar in the making. I think Eccles can play a big role on Saturday. He's gonna dig into that mud out there on that field and control the middle of that defensive line. Also, another young guy, another sophomore, Cam Franklin, out of Lake Cormorant, Mississippi. Both of those guys have shown up big this year for Ole Miss, and I think they'll show up big on Saturday. Also put a lot on the Ole Miss linebacking core. They've got to have good eyes. They've got to fill the gaps. And, that's the keys right there. And I will say, the Ole Miss kicking and punting game, both have been outstanding this year. And in a close ball game, you want to put a four-leaf clover on those guys' shoulders as well.
David, as always, thank you, man. This has been fun. And please let everybody know where they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, at Rebels247. Again, that's at Rebels247. We'll have some new and exciting news for you all at the end of the year. Of course, I think most people know I'm leaving 24/7 Sports at the end of December. And we'll have an announcement forthcoming shortly about what my next step is. So, you know, you guys hang in there, and we're excited.
Man, as always, hottie toddy, good luck this weekend in Norman, and we would love to catch up with you next week to continue our discussion of the Ole Miss Rebels.
Hottie toddy, Steve.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, guys, that is going to do it for the Ole Miss side of the Oklahoma matchup. I really do want to thank David Johnson of 247 Sports there of joining me this evening. When we come back, I am going to be joined by a beat writer from Oklahoma on Oklahoma on SI to get a preview of this game from the Boomer Sooners. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Oklahoma is on deck right after.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
He'll go on the toss to Jam. He cuts it back. He's got a first down.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide head east for SEC action against South Carolina. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show.
Want to jump into any of the shows? Call Tide 100.9 right now at 205-342-9904.
Will somebody answer that damn phone?
That's 205-342-9904.
And I want to welcome you back inside the Stingray Show. We just finished up about the Ole Miss side of this matchup with Oklahoma. And now let's turn our attention to the home team, Boomer Sooner. And to do that, I am about to be joined by Ryan Aber, who is a beat writer for Oklahoma with Oklahoma on SI. And of course, Oklahoma is coming off of a huge win against South Carolina at South Carolina last weekend. They got the bad taste of Red River out of their mouth, and now they have a brutal stretch the back half of the season, and it begins in the morning at home, thank goodness for Oklahoma fans, against the Ole Miss Rebels. Ryan, how are things with you up in Norman, Oklahoma?
Yeah, doing great. Just hoping to avoid at least much rain on Saturday. But either way, should be a fun one with a top 15 matchup coming here to Norman.
All right. Briefly, Ryan, the only issue that we have seen all season from Oklahoma was the Texas game. What do you think happened in Red River that led to Oklahoma's first loss of the season?
Well, I think the biggest thing was John Mateer not being 100%. And while part of that, a big part of it, was his broken thumb that he was coming back from and the surgery and not being completely sharp from that. Another part of it was just his decision-making wasn't nearly as good as it had been all through the season to that point. And through the interceptions, three interceptions that put them in the really bad spot. Then in the third quarter, they just really struggled to get off the field defensively. Really the only stretch that they've struggled defensively all season. And it wasn't that they, gave up a lot of bust. It was just Texas had two really long drives that sort of ground them down. And then a punt return sort of broke their back there. So it was frustrating, obviously, for Oklahoma fans. They never want to lose to Texas. But at the same time, there are certainly reasons that you can point to for that loss and still feel, comfortable moving forward. But this stretch that they're about to enter is just brutal. Yeah. Five consecutive ranked games. We'll see if those teams all are ranked by the time those games are played. But as of now, five consecutive games against ranked opponents to end the season.
When we look at the matchup tomorrow morning, what has impressed you the most about Ole Miss so far this season?
I think you've got to go with their offense and what they've been able to do, even through their quarterback, changes and the uncertainty there, and just the way that Trinidad has performed. I mean, what a great story. I know it gets talked about a ton. It's been talked about a ton this week leading up to it, but he's just been fantastic for them and sort of come out of nowhere to be a really good quarterback for them. And then just the depth of their receiver core around him that, they've been able to spread the ball around. And I think that that's something that's going to be a challenge for Oklahoma that they haven't really faced to this point. They faced some, competent, pretty good offenses in Texas, in Michigan, in Auburn to some extent. But this is certainly going to be the best offense that they've faced.
Now, let's talk about that matchup that you just talked about, the Ole Miss offense versus a really good Oklahoma defense. Break that down for us, please.
Yeah, I think you look at Oklahoma and what they've been able to do defensively, and it really does start up front for them. And they've been as good as they've been in a long, long time up front. And it's the depth that they have there with Jaden Jackson, David Stone, Dominic Williams, Grayson Halton in the middle. And then, R. Mason Thomas, Taylor Wine, Marvin Jones Jr., and to some extent, David Okoye on the edge has just been, something that OU had really been missing for a long, long time. They'd had one or two guys that were pretty solid on some of those defenses, but they hadn't had a group that could just keep coming at you in waves really since Brent Venables' first time around and probably pretty early in Brent Venables' first time around at Oklahoma. But they've been fantastic at getting after the quarterback. You look at their sack numbers, tops in the country, tackles for loss. Same thing. And then that's allowed them to be better on the back end. And, you always wonder about how that back end will hold up if they can't consistently get after the quarterback. You know, Texas has really been the only game where they haven't been able to do that. You know, part of that was scheme for Texas, but also their offensive line played their best game that they played all season without any doubt. So they've got to get after the quarterback on Saturday in order to be successful, because if not, then you know, certainly Ole Miss can pick them apart a little bit, and you know, there's a chance that they're down some pretty significant pieces in Kendall Dolby and Gentry Williams, who have been you know, really good at various points this season.
Okay, let's talk about the other matchup of John Mateer and that Oklahoma offense going up against Pete Golding and Ole Miss's defense. And Ole Miss's defense, to say the least, this year has been atrocious at times.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for Oklahoma is the ability to establish the run, and we'll see just how well they're able to do that. Oklahoma has been bad at times at running the ball outside of John Mateer. And while this is a game where you can see John Mateer being a big part of the running game, you can't just live and die on the ground with your a quarterback running the ball in this league against the defenses that they're going to face. He ran 19 times against Michigan. They would certainly prefer not to do that, especially as he continues to progress back from that hand injury. But last week they finally figured out some stuff on the ground, and I thought their offensive line played better against South Carolina. And it's certainly the freshman running back Torrey Blaylock has taken some steps, but Ole Miss has struggled against the run in particular. And you know, you just look at the numbers that they've given up over 220 yards rushing last week against Georgia. You know, Arkansas was able to move the ball on the ground against them. So there's at least some hope, but that Oklahoma offensive line needs to continue to show improvement and continue to make holes for their running backs, because if Oklahoma can't do that on Saturday, then it could be a long day.
All right. So how do you see it playing out between Oklahoma and Ole Miss? Ole Miss has won two of the last two games, and Ole Miss has never played in Norman, Oklahoma. The only two games have been in the Independence Bowl in 99 in Shreveport, and the other one was last year in Oxford. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I expect it to be, you know, more along the lines of that 99 Independence Bowl, where, you know, Deuce McAllister had a big run late that won them that game on a last-minute, last-second field goal. But I think Oklahoma's defense is playing so good right now that they're going to keep them in games regardless of who's on the other side. I think that's going to serve them well down the stretch. I think Ole Miss is going to be able to score at spots, probably because the Oklahoma offense you know, puts the defense in not great positions at times. But John Mateer is continuing to you know, round into form. This is the third week. I think he makes a significant step forward. We saw a significant step forward with the decision making in particular last week. I think that Oklahoma defense does enough. And I picked Oklahoma to win this game 23-21. I think it's going to be, you know, fairly low scoring, at least by Oklahoma standards, but very close, come down to the wire. But I think the fact it's in Norman shifts the edge to the Sooners ever so slightly.
Ryan, if you would, please let our listeners know where they can follow you on social media and read your stuff about the Oklahoma Sooners, especially with Alabama looming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at RYABER, at RyAber, and you can read my stuff always free on SI Sooners, SI.com/college/Oklahoma.
All right. So, at Ryan, look, man, enjoy covering the Ole Miss game this weekend. Boomer Sooner to you guys, and we would love to catch up with you the week that Alabama hosts Oklahoma.
Sounds great. We'll do it. I appreciate you for having me on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Boomer Sooner, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. So, guys, that is going to wrap up the Oklahoma side of this matchup. I've got one segment left. And when I come back, I'm going to give you a little bit of history of Alabama football on this day as well as tomorrow and on Sunday. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show, and we will finish it up, you and I, talking a little Alabama football history.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we're going to recap Alabama, South Carolina. We'll do it with the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is sponsored by DanielMoreArt.com, and we'll take your phone calls. We'll talk to Drew DeArmond. We'll talk to Martin Houston, all starting at 2 p.m. on the Monday edition of The Game on Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again at 205-799-0192, to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. West on McFarland from Jack Warner Parkway to Coker, it's a 13-minute drive. Crews are continuing work on Skyland Boulevard between I-359 and Buttermilk Road. Also, long-term construction on McWright's Ferry Road is being extended down to Rice Mine Road. And on northbound Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard, it's an 8-minute drive. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
Let me tell you about the best place to get great-looking game day gear. J&J Apparel is your trusted local source for one-of-a-kind, officially licensed collegiate apparel. These guys aren't just guessing. They're living it. J&J's polos, tees, and hats show what happens when true fans design the merch. Serving Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss fans since 2004. Get it online at jandjapparel.net Once again, that is jnjapparel.net, the downtown Tuscaloosa location, or at trusted local stores across the Southeast. Check out J&J Apparel today. And I want to welcome you back inside the Stingray Show. And now let's finish up the Stingray Show talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide football history for October the 24th, like we did at the end of the show yesterday. And today is October the 24th, and Alabama has had some big games on October the 24th, and we will begin in 1925 in a highly anticipated matchup between two undefeated teams. Alabama defeated undefeated Georgia Tech 7-0 in a rain-soaked contest. Johnny Mack Brown scored the game's only touchdown on a 55-yard punt return for a touchdown for Alabama to knock off Georgia Tech 7-0 on this day in 1925. When we move to 1931, on October the 24th, Alabama defeated Sweeney with a score of 33-0. When we move to 1998, Alabama suffered defeat at the hands of number 3-ranked Tennessee when Alabama lost 35-18 in Knoxville. And if you guys will remember that 98 team, for Philip Fulmer and Tennessee went on to win the national championship. In 2009, Alabama won a close game against Tennessee 12-10 right here in Tuscaloosa. And if memory serves me correctly, that would be the Terrence Cody blocked field goal there at the end where Lane Kiffin was really ticked off. And that ultimately, I believe, sent him on his way to USC. In 2015, Alabama faced Tennessee on October the 24th, winning a 19-14 game right here in Tuscaloosa. And in 2020, the second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide defeated Tennessee in a 48-17 win in Neyland Stadium. So Alabama is 1-2-3-4-5-1 on October the 24th in college football history. And Alabama's only defeat was to the national champions in 1998, the Tennessee Volunteers, when Alabama lost 35-18. Now, when we move to October the 25th, which is tomorrow, the only game that was played on the 25th that has to do with Alabama football, Alabama played Tennessee, resulting in a 14-14 tie that was later forfeited due to NCAA sanctions, and that game was played October the 25th of 1986. So that is going to put a wrap on the Oklahoma and Ole Miss preview show. When I come back on the Monday evening edition of the Stingray Show, I am going to be conducting an interview with a country music superstar, because the country music star is doing a concert at the Oxford Performing Arts Center in November, and I am trying to help him promote that event. He is currently on tour right now, and we will be talking about his current tour as well as his country music career and his love for Arkansas Razorback football. His hits include Broken Heartsville, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off, Sunny and 75, as well as What's a Guy Gotta Do and The Impossible. Joe Nichols joins me at 6 p.m. on the Monday edition of the Stingray Show, and we will see you then with a very special interview talking about country music and his career with Joe Nichols, Monday at 6 p.m. Let me